This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The rental market has been especially hot in many parts of the country. That's great if you're the landlord, but that's hit low-income Americans hardest, and it often means that middle-income earners that hold crucial jobs, including teachers, may not be able to afford to live where they work. It's a problem facing all high-cost communities, big cities, wealthy suburbs, and, as Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Schrank reports, tiny resort towns.
Jennifer Marlar teaches middle school in Jackson, Wyoming, but she doesn't live anywhere near the tourist town's shopping district or ski area.
It just makes the most sense financially.
Instead, she commutes 1 hour over a mountain pass from her home in Idaho.
It's brutal, and that hour feels like eternity.
Marlar makes $70,000 a year. That's well above the national average teacher's salary of $56,000, but it's not enough to buy a home in Jackson. The median home price here is nearly $1 million. So when Marlar's daughter starts preschool in Idaho,
I'll probably have to resign there and try to get work on this side so that I can be a part of my community that I live in.
Teacher Jess Tuckscherer works in Jackson and lives here in a converted barn.
Wow, this living room, kitchen, bathroom, and then bedroom, and that's really it.
Do you know how many square feet it is?
Eight. I don't know.
And that means Tuckscherer isn't in Jackson for the long haul either.
I can't buy a home here. So therefore, I can't really stay here. It's great, but I can't raise a family in this house.
This is a huge problem here. And that's why Jackson just put up its first ever affordable housing units for teachers. Ann Cresswell is with the local housing trust.
Affordable housing is as basic to the essential infrastructure in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, as any other road, water, or sewer project is.
It's a solution communities from Baltimore to Los Angeles are trying out. A National Housing Conference report shows teachers can't afford median-priced homes in one-third of the 200 metro areas it surveyed. And the group's Janet Viveros says the problem's getting worse.
There's not enough affordable housing as there is, and many communities are losing the affordable housing that already exists.
Bringing teaching talent to high-cost communities is hard. And with half of the nation's teachers expected to retire in the next 7 years, it's about to get even harder. In Jackson, Wyoming, I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.